Welcome back to Queens Unapologetically Us. Thank you for patiently waiting for this new episode. We've had a few things in our personal lives that have gotten in the way of recording, but we are back. This episode, we talk about accountability, but we got so into it that we forgot our intros and we talked so long that we had to make two episodes from it. So, without further ado.
Why put yourself in that situation?
Like now? Mm-hmm. It's more of like, she actually wrote my motherfucking art resume and I didn't even have to ask her to. Like, she just been doing shit. Like, all right, thanks. Like, I don't know. So, once I take out my feelings, like, I just be like, all right, whatever happens, happens. If you benefit me in an art way, that's cool. If right now I'm painting a painting, and like I told her, like, if your friends want something painted, just let me know. But they are going to get charged for the whole lot.
So what are you giving to her in like return for like the art resume?
Nothing.
So. but on that point, like, do you feel some type of way about, like, because you're just taking advantage of her now, because she did you dirty. Or you don't care?
I don't care.
Yeah.
All right,
so.
Like, at this point, like, I'm like,
if you're not emotionally invested in it, then I mean,
like, at this point, like, I'm like, bro, it's only been 2 months. Like, like, I have no reason to, like, be like, oh my God. Like, you, how I'm looking at it, she has a lot of growing up to do and finding herself, and that's cool. You know, if she doesn't find herself, like, she's almost 30, so I don't know. It that's on somebody else's terms. It took me to, like, really reevaluate certain things in my life to, like, get mature on certain things. And to hold myself accountable for certain things. Like, she doesn't like taking accountability for doing certain shit.
Mm-hmm. And so then, I mean, why even fuck with her? I mean, like, why have that that energy, that connection? Like, why even invite that shit?
Like I told her, at the end of the day, like, I felt like going through this situation, maybe we should have just been friends.
Mm-hmm. And but is she even a good friend?
She's an okay. She's like an okay friend. That's the weird thing. Like, she's a good friend.
How?
Like it's mad weird. Like, I didn't have to ask her to write my resume or do anything. I didn't ask her to do shit. For real. Like, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm doing this. I'm looking at artist calls, and like, she was just like, oh, I'll do something. Like, and just like type the shit up. Like, and I was like, oh, thanks.
Is that just one thing?
She's one of those types of people that, like, I guess she knows she's better as a friend, like, cause she's never really had a real relationship, I think, so she doesn't really know how to, like,
but see, the thing
act
is,
right, in a relationship.
I'm not sure. I mean, again, I don't really know. I'm only speaking as an outsider, but to me, it's one of those things is where she acts out and does things, because that can be a friendly thing or that can be a romantic thing. Like, if my girl asks me to help her, she's doing something, I want to take care of her and help her and assist her and shit that I'm good at, like, I'm gonna help her and do that, you know, and vice versa. Like, you do that for your partner. So in a way, I'm like, is she just acting out to keep people close because she has commitment issues, and then people just, you know, take advantage of her, whether she deserves it or not? You know, people just take what she wants because she knows she can do it.
But then her her roommate was like, nah, like, she has, like, this, like, weird, like, she likes to be used.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I'm gathering. Like, she sounds like she's a victim, and she knows how to operate in victimhood, and so she puts herself in a position where she doesn't get connected to nobody and still does for others. And then on the flip side, which is scary because she's white, she can flip that and be like, oh, you know, she can play the victim role and everybody's going to feel sorry for her and she's going to benefit from that shit. You feel me? So I wonder if she puts herself in that position because that's how she knows how to survive. And she's just, that's how she's going to roll for a long time, just performing out of victimhood.
Yeah.
Just getting wants and then always playing that victim role until somebody falls for her shit or she fucking gets her shit together.
I think how everything is falling right now, shit's about to backfire. Because I, like, with me, like, how I am as far as, like, business, if you do a shady thing to me in, like, life, like, I'm not doing business with you. For you to allow somebody to do you, use you, and do you really foul, and then, like, oh, yeah, I'm willing to do a business with you. Like me and her roommate said, it's going to be a time where somebody's going to end up wanting to be in a relationship with you and all this shit's going to come out and it's going to change everything. And,
But it already did though. And it didn't change anything. You found out all these things and you're still there spending time with
like,
her.
It's like mad weird because like when I told her, I was like, bro, like, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but whoever does want to be in a relationship with you, they're not going to feel comfortable.
But you did, though. You did want to be in a relationship with her.
Yeah, but then it was like...
And then the shit happened. Exactly. This is not so that's what's probably been happening, is that people want to be with her, they find the shit out, and they bounce or they stay in her life.
I think she has a hard time with, like, letting people go. In a sense of like just
well, yeah, because
like,
she well, because she it's that victimhood thing. Like her survival is she doesn't feel worthy enough to be with the person for whatever things she went through. So she acts out of a place of like I'm gonna keep them close by doing things that make them happy. I can't give them the love that they deserve, or I don't deserve the love that they're giving me. So she keeps them at a distance, and so she's gonna operate at that. And look, the fact of the matter is she's a victim, and she's got trauma, and she's got shit she's gotta work out. The flip side is, you know that, and I don't know if it's healthy for you, because I don't know about her, but I talk about you and I care about you, is having that emotional energy put into that, because in a way, like you already know, like it is what it is, like you're using her, and how is that going to come back to you? How's that going to flip on you?
Like,
I know you don't want to be that type of person. I know it's a real disposition of like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I'm going to get what I want out of her. But at the end of the day, your heart, I don't know. Your energy's not like that.
Yeah. Like, I've been like, kind of like.
That's the only thing.
But she needs somebody to tell her that. Like, I'm sure nobody's told her, like, you need to stop treating yourself like that, and you need to stop treating other people like that.
No,
like,
that's what
you're,
I told. No,
you're in this. You're in this cycle. You're in this victim cycle, and you can't get out until you realize it. Until you change. Like,
you know, when I told her that, that was the video that I sent you.
Well, what did you tell her though?
When I told her, like, I was just like, bro, like, you can't treat people fucked up like this. Whatever was done to you, you do not pass it forward and do it to the next person. You don't do that shit. Because that fucks up your karma. And the reasons why, like, you're getting treated the way you're treating it is because you fucked with fuckboys. If you have fuckboy tendencies or fucked with a fuckboy before and you think, like, oh, yeah, this person treated me like this, so if I do this to the next person, what's wrong? Or it was done to me.
The thing is,
you don't repeat that shit, bro. Like,
but the problem is that a lot of people don't understand that that's not healthy. So people just operate in shit that they just know.
Yeah.
So in a way, like even telling her like, hey, you can't act like this. She's going to be like, why the fuck not? Literally everybody I know acts like this. So I'm not sure that's even going to help her. What's going to help her is her finding her own self-worth and being like, you know what? I can't tolerate this shit. Like, I shouldn't be, you know.
And then it's the fact
that it's not going to help her because you're still in her life. So she treated you. You called me, Lelena. You called me crying.
Like,
and I was pissed that I didn't have my car to come get you. Like, fuck her.
Yeah.
Like I'm.
Oh, God. Like it was like one of those, like, bro, I'm kind of like not. Like, she called me and I was like, bro, I'm just not in the mood to talk to you. Like, I've been dealing with my art stuff and doing the gallery thing and not really even focusing on this. Like, this is like ridiculous.
Like, when somebody does half of what she did to me, you always tell me to bounce.
Yeah, like, just leave
like,
it alone.
And nobody's made me cry like that in a long time. Nobody's treated me like that in a long time. You don't need that.
My question to you is, like, I mean, so that's it. So, like, I mean, look, it's hard to admit the shit, but if it is what it is, like, do you, is it just because she hurt you? Like, you have this emotional connection to her? Like, you still feel for her. You feel, you have feelings for her. Is that why it's hard for you to disconnect from her?
It's not feelings. I think, like, because, like, I told her, I was like, we could be friends, and I could chill with you, and, like, we could just be friends, but because I really don't see a relationship at this point, like, an intimate, nah. Like, it's like,
I'll, but why do you want to be with friends with somebody, like, who will mistreat you like that?
I could be a friend. Because as a friend, I think when people look at relationships, it's more pressure involved. And now you feel like you're obligated to be with that person and commit to that person and do certain shit. And, like I told her, at this point, I don't want to be with somebody that's not mentally or...
Okay, but so has she done anything shady to you since you've been, quote-unquote, like, friends?
Nah.
Okay.
And, like...
I,
like,
mean, if you can...
And that's the weird thing, like, because I told her, I was like, have you ever been in a relationship with someone, like, a real relationship, like, you were in a relationship without that person mistreating you, or them cheating on you, or them doing anything, like, fucked up towards you, or using you for anything? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, let me take a step back now. So now that I know this, now I know how to treat you. You're not used to being in a relationship. So what I want, you can't give me, because you never had it before. You don't even know.
So what do you want from her now?
Now, like I told her, we could be cool. I'm focusing on me and doing my art stuff, and, like, I don't want any distractions like that,
right,
for real.
Right, but you, what me? Do you want from her? From her, I know what you want for yourself. What
as a friend, just to be supportive. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be supportive as a friend, like, you know, supportive of my art. If I'm doing something, you know, you could come. You're more than welcome. Like, I'm not no asshole of a person. You feel me? Like... if there's,
the
like, if she needs somebody to talk, because I feel like at this point, like, she's like a really insecure person. Like, it's like one of those,
right, yeah,
you don't have,
well,
no,
that goes without saying, but the way I look at it is like, where do you invest your energy, and who are these people that you invest yourself with? Like,
yeah,
what does that say about the type, yeah, of person you are? Like, who are you seeking validation?
And then that's the thing,
life,
that I was gonna talk, like, it was like,
yeah,
one of her friends, like, and her roommate said the same thing. Like, one of her friends is like, bro, at a certain age, you take your friend's advice. But
if they give good advice,
you feel me? Like, you take your friend's advice,
yeah,
you. But then I also noticed, like, because even her roommate was like, bro, they're all, like, catty females. You feel me? They don't really talk on a mature level of adulthood, I shall say. Like, they don't advise each other in a way we would advise each other, or normal adults would advise each other to do or handle certain things. It's like more of a catty, like, high school shit. And I was like, bruh, I don't function in that way. You feel me? Like,
so again, like, why are you fucking with her?
Yeah, like, I can't.
That's my question.
Can't.
That's what I just want to do, like, really just think about, like, why the fuck are you fucking with somebody who ain't gonna give you what you need, ain't gonna give you what you want, and on the shit that she's on is on some different shit that you're on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that. So, that's why I'm like, as your friend, I'm like, hey, why the fuck are you fucking with a girl? Like, unless you're getting what you want out of her, unless she's giving you some pussy, then, all right, fine. But if she ain't even giving you that, then my question would be like, yo, Why are you wasting your energy?
And that's the thing, like, I'm such like a like, it was funny because I was like, bruh, the only, like, I told her, I was like, okay, we hang out, we might have sex here and there, but, like, I'm not, like, interested in you like that. Like, I had to be perfectly honest at that point, like, because it was just like, I can't be in a relationship with you, like, cause you're all over the place and you don't know yourself. But, I mean, we could be friends. You do what you do. I'm not gonna interfere in shit. I really don't care.
I mean, look. If somebody, cause I mean, if Trina was out here trifling and was on some bullshit and you would check her, and then if she was like still constantly doing that, and y'all had some beef or whatever the case may be, I think you would like sit back and be like, yo, let me sit you down and see what's going on and try to reflect on what the fuck is going on with your relationship. You two have been friends for a long ass time, and you have that connection, and it's built. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so you know what you get out of each other. However, old girl, I'm not sure she's giving you what you want as a friend. I mean, she might just be like, she's the type of person who just will buy shit or do shit for people, you know, these acts of services kind of thing. And it's not grounded in like genuine friendship. It's grounded in like, I want you to like me, I want you to love me, I want you to whatever the case may be, because she's a victim, you know what I mean? Like, and associating with people who aren't good for you, aren't healthy for you, I don't know, that's something that I would have to reevaluate, because there's some people who were my friends for a short time or a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you want some bullshit, like, because if you can do that to somebody else,
yeah,
how would you do that to me? And she's already done you dirty. And it maybe for you on a different level, like you said, the pressure of being in a relationship is too much for her or whatever, but like a friendship is a relationship, you know? Yeah. What I mean, it may not be romantic or whatever the case may be, but you're sharing that energy, your time, your shit, money, whatever the fucking case may be. If that person is toxic, I don't know, man, I wouldn't fuck with that person. And only you know why you fuck with her, you know?
Yeah.
And you're gonna continue to do so. But like inviting that energy, because I know you don't like having energy ties to shit that's not good for you. If it's not gonna benefit, why the fuck would you do it? But you gotta just look in yourself and be like, why am I still fucking with girl? And if it's true that you still got feelings for her, or like you wish things would have worked out or whatever, maybe you feel like you can change her or help her, whatever it is.
Like, I have to like ask myself, like, yo, am I willing to be her friend for real? Because usually I just cut motherfuckers off, you feel me? Like, I'm one of those type of people that just will, like, be like, okay, I really don't want to, like, deal with you anymore. And I had to, like, be like, okay. Like, I could be an asshole and be like, fuck you, bitch, da-da-da-da, I don't want to deal with you, blah, blah, blah. I'm not fucking with you. But me reevaluating myself and thinking, like, all right, I'm not going to have the intention on using you. I really don't have no intention on using you for anything, because I don't need you for anything.
Right.
But you are using her.
And then the fact that, like, I noticed even her roommate was like, bruh, like, she doesn't have real genuine friends. And I was like, damn, bro, like, what you mean? Like, just like,
yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Like, are you trying to help her? Are you trying to help her? Are you trying to save her?
Am I trying to save her? Nah.
I think so.
I feel like at the end of the day, it's like weird, because like I was like, damn, like you now tell me certain things that like I would think you would like tell your friends that you've been friends with for like 20 years. 15 years, 10 years,
you know, that you went to school. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I think it's like this, because I kind of see, like, this is how I would operate, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. So, but this is how I saw it, how I used to be back in the day. You know that old, like, Captain Save-A-Ho?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm so attracted to fucking, like, car wrecks of women, you know, back in the day. I'd be like, oh, you have daddy issues? Oh, you're in rehab? Oh, you only date abusive fuckboys? Let me help you. Like, because you have no idea what I could provide for you. I had to work on myself to really realize that, you know, they need to get where they need to be, and I have to only accept what I deserve.
Deserve, yeah.
So, I always would be attracted to train wrecks and go in there and be like, yo, let me help you. I can treat you right. Let me show you right. And then, like, it's just exhausting because you invest so much into them. You don't get it reciprocated. And then you end up hurt. And then you're like, why the fuck do I keep ending up with these dumb hoes? Well, nigga, because you keep going to these dumb hoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, in a way, it's that part of the person, and I think you're like that. You know, you have a lot of empathy for people. You see what she's going through. You may relate to some of the shit that she's been through, and you're like, no, I see a good person in you, because we always look for the best person in a person. You know what I mean? And like, in a way, you want to like maybe help her, or help her grow, or save her, or change her ways, or in whatever way. Maybe you know that you can't be in a relationship with her, but maybe if you become her friend, you help her work through her shit, she can build up to the woman that you want to date and that you want to be with her. That, I'm not, look. That's how I would operate. I'd be like, yo, I'll keep you close, and once I see that you got to therapy and got your shit worked out, maybe we can get to a point where we can get there. Because you know, but...
Because like I told her, like, yo, we could be friends, you feel me? Like, and you do your thing, I do mine, but, like, at the same time, like, I hope you heal from whatever trauma you had in your past. That has nothing to do with me. So I can't...
Close the door on her.
I can't fix you.
Give her a look. What's your look?
Like, I can't fix you. I can't give you the tools, even as a friend, to fix yourself. I can't. And I think me telling her that, it kind of made her like, damn, bro, like, okay. Because now I've just been keeping to myself. Like, I don't feel the need to, like, be Captain Save-A-Hold of bitches. Like, like, at this point, I'm too old for it now. And that's it's exhausting. Like, mm-hmm. I've been through that situation.
Yeah.
To, like, want to, like, help and, like, be like, oh, man, like, I could be there for you and... I could treat you great and, you know, help you heal.
Right.
Nah.
You don't feel like that's what you're doing?
Not at this point. Because it's like, it's not my job to help you figure out these things. You're at an age where you should take accountability for doing certain shit. You feel me? Like, you can't play victim and then be villain at the same time.
But how, she can't take accountability if you're still in her life.
You can't be
But I mean, like, that's all good for her.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about you. Like, what's your role in this? Like, yeah, you're right. She can't act like that. She can't. But if you don't provide her the opportunity to do that, then she won't do it because you're still, you know, if you block her, cut her out, like, just end all connections with her, then, you know, at least you did your part.
Yeah.
For your mental health, for your growth, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're right. Like, she needs work. She needs to get to a point where she can be secure with herself and, you know, all those kind of things. But you being there, I'm not sure is gonna benefit you or her.
Yeah, that's why I've been like I told her, I was like, yo, like, she hits me up, it'd be like, hey, it'd just be like one word messages back, because it's like, yeah, I'm not obligated to do anything for you, you feel me? Right. Like, I'm not in a relationship, but
you're feeding into that.
Yeah, like, I'm not in a relationship with you, so what you want, like, the chasing, and I can't give you, like the other day, like,
but
I
it's the her, attention,
like, she like was
you,
just like, hey.
You talking to her is what she wants, whether you or chase her or not, it's you.
I think it's the lack of attention. I think that's what she feeds off of. That, like,
right, so, but you giving her one word, if she's looking to be treated badly, you know a motherfucker who texts you. If you only hit somebody back that you care about on some one word shit, you're going to hurt their feelings, or you're going to make them feel some type of way. They're going to be like, damn, is Marcel mad at me? How come he's so dry with me? She's looking for that. She's like, yo, weird. I know Lelena is going to be fucking... It's done with me. She knows I'm a piece of shit. Da 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 da. But I still want her, or whatever the case may be. I need to be disrespected right now. Let me go to someone who's going to disrespect me. Hey, Lelena, and you like, sup? Hey, how's your day? Good. You just gave her what she wanted. You handed her the needle to put in her arm because that's what she needed. She needs to be disrespected, or she needs to be made felt like a victim. So you're playing into the role of helping her. So I'm saying, for your mental health, for your emotional health, I don't think you need to be providing her the needle to stick in her arm. That's the only thing. Because then you got to sit back and be like, why am I providing her this shit? She needs help. But on low-key shit, hey, yo, here's a sack. Here's a dime bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing she's doing for you that you can't get somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, a resume, I have 5 people in my family who will write you a phenomenal resume that makes you want to hire yourself. You're like, oh, shit, I'm amazing. Yeah. Like, there's nothing she's doing
That's why I said, what are you getting out of her? What are you getting out of her that makes you feel like, damn, I really want to maintain this person, this relationship, this energy with her? Because at the end of the day, if you're using her and you're okay with using her and treating her dirty and look, even if it's on some minimal shit, even if it's not like you're beating her ass or you're just whatever the case may be, taking money from her, if you're just on a minimal shit like using her and you're okay with it, it is what it is. But you can't, on the flip side, be like, yo, you can't let motherfucker cheat you like that and then be part of the problem.
It's just perpetuating her cycle.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we all know she needs help. I don't even know, girl. And I'm like, oh, my God. But I know you. Yeah. I know you. And I know you don't want to be part of that. So you got to be like, deuces. To damn. You can't. I mean, I care about you, and I don't want you doing that. That's what I'm saying.
And it's like mad weird, because after speaking with her roommate, like, it was like a... This is why you talk to her the way you talk to her. Like, and it's weird because her roommate was like, bruh, I she was just like, yo, that shit's crazy. But at the same time, she was like, just don't, when she calls you, don't even answer. Don't speak to her. Like, and I was like, damn, bruh, like. But I think also her roommate kind of just is fed up with just dealing with her on an everyday basis, too. Because she's
immature. So how she used to tell you how her roommate mistreated her, how her interactions with her roommate were, that's still her playing the victim. Her saying, oh, see, look how this person, like, mistreats me. So you feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Then you get the true story, and you're like, no, she's just tired of your shit. Like, she ain't, she lives with you, so...
Like, on the flip side, whoever she's talking about, she's like, damn, look at Lelena, look at how she's doing me dirty. I reach out to her. Look at, she don't even give a fuck about me. She don't, like, I text her. I did her fucking art resume, and this bitch can't even ask me how my day is. Yeah, so she's talking shit about you.
Yeah.
Like, she posted her picture of her crying and was like, I wasn't going to post this picture. Yeah, you were. Right, you fucking posted it. Like, that's, I don't like her.
Her roommate said, that's,
she's gaslighting, bro. That's dangerous shit.
Her roommate said it scared her. Because the video, because I told her, I was like, did you see this shit? And her roommate was like, nah, I don't be on Instagram like that. Which her roommate's never on Instagram. She works for SpaceX. Like, her hours be 16 hours a day. So she be at her computer all day. And I was like, bro, you didn't see this shit? And she was like, but she post. And she seen it and was like, bro, that scares me, my nigga. Like, because at this point, it's like, you're playing the victim. But if you were never going to post this video, what you posted for? For attention. You want attention in a way where it's from your friends. Like, you feel like...
She got attention from you.
Friends are not showing you the attention.
But the thing is, you know that. You know that. So what benefit do you get out of knowing that and then validating her by giving her what she wants?
She said in the video, I don't know if I'm empathetic or if I'm toxic.
Empathetic or toxic. If you don't know the difference, you're toxic.
That she hurt somebody she cares about, and now she's hurting. She's like, I don't know if that means I'm a toxic person or if I'm an empathetic person. There's no, like, blurred lines between empathy and toxicity.
Yeah, and toxicity. It's no...
And look, even if she knows what she's doing, maybe she's bullshitting, maybe she's lying in the video. She just knows that if she posts some shit, she gonna get the attention that she's seeking. Yeah. So by doing that, she's getting what she wants. So my thing is, if you're hip to her game, if you know what she's about to do, you're playing into her game. You're letting her be like, look... she might know what the difference is. I don't give a fuck. She could have said, Chuck E. Cheese works at Disneyland. It don't matter what the fuck this bitch is saying. She's searching for attention that she's going to get from somebody, whether it's you or somebody else. And you're playing into her game. And she's using you guys as pawns. She's like, she's working on your emotions to make you feel some type of way and let you feel frustrated or whatever you felt when she posted that. Because she knows that she's going to get the attention that you want. Whether you're going to pop off at her, whether you're going to cuss at her, whether you're going to block her, she's going to use that for her game. Like, whatever you do, she's going to be like, you see, I told you about how this bitch was. Look, she blocked me. See, I told you how this bitch is. Like, she called me out my name. See, I told you how she is. Da-da-da-da-da. Whatever. You're playing into it.
Yeah.
And if you're hip and you know, don't give her the opportunity. Be like, bye. I can't. Because you're using me. She's using you as much as you're using her. As much as you may not be aware of her, you don't want to admit to it, she's got you in a place that she wants. That's the thing you gotta be aware of, because She may want a relationship with you, or she may not want a relationship with you, but she's got you exactly where she wants, where it's enough distance, where it doesn't get too real for her, it doesn't get too real for you, but it's got you still talking about her, checking in on her, or whatever the fuck your relationship is with her. She's got you in a place where she wants you. So you're playing into that.
Yeah.
That's where you gotta check yourself. Damn. Alright, yeah. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Like Drake says.
Okay, so what?
It is what it's okay, yeah. So what? You got me, it is. I wish you nothing but the love best. And happiness, yeah. Because what you got going on as a friend, as my girl, it ain't gonna work out, bro, because you got a lot of growth. And it's no shade. It's no shade. I wish you the best, but I can't have that energy in my life, accept it, or pushing that energy out, because it ain't healthy for me.
Exactly.
So that's some shit I would want you as my friend to be like, yo, let me just retract. Really look at why you feel any kind of need to have any kind of attachment to her, because that's where you grow.
Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking, like, because me not talking to her and just, like, seeing her reaction to certain things, it's like, I'm happy that I, like, was like, oh, okay, this is how you are. Mm. All right. Yeah. Duly noted.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway.
I mean, that's a part of, that's part of, you know, accountability.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people taking a responsibility for how their actions affect other people. And we've discussed this in episodes. You know, Marcel, you said, hurt people.
Yeah.
And that's true. Like, I've been mistreated a lot by the guys that I had talked to or dated or met or whatever. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I became numb to how I was treating the men that I was meeting or dating, because it was like, oh, well, men do this all the time, so what's the harm in me doing it once? Then it gets to me doing that to everybody I meet. Like, I ghost people. I'm known for ghosting. I send ghost emojis to you guys, and I'm like, you're like, oh, what about that one dude? Like, oh, I disappeared. Like, that's not right. Like, it doesn't matter. And for me, it was, it's like, not. well, you are probably talking to multiple people, but maybe they're not. But I assume that you're doing what I was doing. So if you don't hear from me, who cares? Like, it was a couple weeks, maybe a couple days that we interacted or whatever. So it seemed like it wasn't a big deal. And then Marcel, when you asked me if I had murdered somebody because I have terrible relationship karma, and I'm like, obviously I didn't, but I had to really think, like, okay, well, why am I? I'm a good person. Like, I feel like I do good things, like, you know, in the world or whatever, but really, I had to, like, think about how I was treating the guys that I was talking to, and the guy that I was thinking of, that I was like, wow, I've really hurt this person. Like, we had our episode asking if we had, you know, broken someone's heart. And I was like, no, not really. Like, maybe the last guy, he seemed like, it felt like it came out of nowhere, but, like, I don't think I broke his heart, necessarily. But this person at, you know, the beginning of this year, like, you know, we were talking, and I guess maybe I wasn't taking it as serious as he was. And that's because there were things that, like, came up in the beginning that I was like, I don't really care for these things in a relationship or in a partner, but, like, he's really cool. I want to take the chance to get to know him. I don't want to just write him off because he's got 3 kids by 3 women. Like, that's, you know, I'm sure he gets that all the time. Like, I want to really take my time to get to know this person. But it wasn't the fact that I ignored those things. It was the fact that I didn't talk to him about them. So if I had let him know, like, hey, I may, this seems like it might cause, like, an issue in our relationship, or, like, maybe something negative along the lines. Like, you know, again, he has 3 kids by 3 women. Like, well, if there's drama with those, the moms, or drama with you, or drama with the kids, like, that's gonna cause drama with us. Like, if we get to the point where we're having kids, now I'm the 4th woman to have your baby, and, you know, baby mama number 1, 2 doesn't like baby mama number 3 and doesn't want her kids interacting with the other kid. Like,
that's drama. That's stuff that, like, I'm not trying to bring kids into that situation. I don't want to be in that situation. Right. And then he smokes cigarettes, and I'm like, I've always told myself I would never date a man who smokes cigarettes again, because I've been through that and I don't like it. I don't want to smell like it. I don't want to kiss you smelling like it. I don't want any of it. I don't want to be a part of it. And he smokes in his bedroom, you know? And I never mentioned that to him. I never talked to him. I never told him how I felt about that. And it was like, it just, I didn't know how to say it after a while. After we've been talking for X amount of time, you know, months or whatever, like, how do I tell you I don't like this, or I think this may cause an issue? So then, out of nowhere, he asked me to move in with him. He asked me to get a place with him. And so it's like, fuck, like, now I have to, like, evaluate all the things that I thought would be issues, or, you know, had an issue with in the beginning. And, you know, when it got down to it, I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. I think we'll have, you know, issues in the future. And he's like, what issues? Like, we get along fine. Like, why would we have any issues? Like, there's nothing wrong with this.
He was blindsided. He was totally unaware that there were issues.
Yeah, that there was, like, you know, again, or any, just something that I wasn't okay with, you know, like, that maybe if I said something to him, he, not that I needed to change him, but maybe he wouldn't have done that. You know, maybe he's he smokes over there now, or he smokes outside, or like, oh, hey, I didn't think it was a problem because you've never said anything. Oh, now all of a sudden it's a problem. Like, well, no, it was a problem the whole time. Well, why didn't you tell me? And so, like, I have trouble looking like the bad guy or being the bad guy. I have trouble, like, taking accountability for, again, how what I do may affect other people. And when we had this conversation, because she tells me, like, just, like, block him, don't answer his calls, like, just, if you're done with him, you're done with him. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, I didn't say anything to him. Like, I feel like I'm in the wrong. So, like, if tonight he needs to keep calling me back and talking and, like, trying to figure it out, which is exactly what happened. I was like, we have till midnight. Like, tomorrow I'm not talking to you. But, like, I feel that I owe you this much, even though I'm really not giving you what you deserve, which is telling you the things that I have a problem with. And so he's like, you know, he's like either you were, like, being dishonest this whole time and you didn't really care about me and you really weren't trying to have something with me, or there were things that you had a problem with and you decided to not tell me. And I'm like, fuck, like, this is, again, my chance to be like, hey, I should have talked to you about this in the beginning, but I didn't know how. Now we're talking about it. But I couldn't bear to be.
Did you tell him?
I didn't. There was three things that I was like, well, again, those two things that I knew from the beginning, and then one thing that kind of came up, and I'm like, oh, this might cause issue. If you're saying that, like, you don't get gay people, you don't get how somebody could be gay. And he grew up in, you know, Seventh-day Adventist, super religious. And, you know, that was something we kind of, like, bonded over, being, you know, in a different type of religion. But for him, it was like, well, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, well, I have gay friends, lesbian friends. Like, you don't have to get the lifestyle, but you can't be, like, talking shit about people. And I'm like, I'm not straight. I don't call myself anything. I like people. I like what you have inside as far as, like, your being. So, like, that's gonna possibly cause an issue. He's like, oh, well, you don't think I have gay friends? No, I don't think you have gay friends. I think you might know a gay person because you worked with them, or maybe they're in your family, but I don't think you have gay friends.
That token gay person.
Because that's like, you have your black, you have your gay, you have your... Yeah, yeah. So, like, the reason I know he doesn't have gay friends is, like, he's like, oh, so when you tell me you hang out with your best friend, you guys are fucking? And I'm like, wait, what? Like,
whoa there.
Wait, no. I have guy friends. That doesn't mean I'm fucking my guy friends because I'm attracted to men. Like, me being attracted to somebody doesn't mean that I'm fucking them.
That's rude.
It was completely like it's like, and so I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm in the wrong because I didn't talk to you about these things. But that's again, that's his like old school religious mentality is like, oh well, if you like this person and these people are in your circle, then you guys are doing stuff. Like, no, again, I have male friends that I don't want to have sex with, that I haven't had sex with, and that's not ever gonna happen.
But see, this is the thing though. I feel like people don't understand. Everyone's human. So if you don't have like one gay friend to actually ask questions and not offend them, like, I don't get offended when none of my straight friends ask me questions. I don't, because you don't know. But then it's like more of like common sense, like, because I'd be like, dude, like how do you think a gay relationship is so much different from a heterosexual relationship? It's a relationship. Just because they're the same sex does not make it different.
But it's the attraction. It's assuming, because I also like women, that if I have a female friend who likes women, that that automatically means that we mess around. Like,
that's just
we're friends.
Yeah, like, no. That's,
like, and we have
just
been.
There's just a lot there. There's a lot to unpack.
And
the first being, like, the way I look at it is like, okay, one, I'm not 100% sold on the fact that you gotta be friends with somebody to understand somebody, because he could have hella gay friends and still not understand or accept them.
That's still be a douche.
True.
Gay people.
Like,
true.
Motherfuckers who are racist still have black friends. That's why they always throw that out. You know what I mean? So like,
I got black friends.
That to me is not enough for me. But secondly, my whole thing is like, that would have been the number one red flag, more so than the other things, because that just tells you what kind, like, how he treats people and how he sees people. And yes, it may come from the conservative church upbringing,
mm-hmm.
but through growth and education and learning, like, that's a thing where, like, bro, like, you treat people, you feel some type of way about a certain type of person, like, that's on some ignorant shit on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
and again, that was in our conversation when I was letting him know that I didn't think it was a good idea to move in together or continue that relationship. And then when that
especially
came up, I'm like,
having kids, or one of his kids is queer.
Is, yeah.
How would he feel? Like,
an issue. And I've had that discussion with
mm-hmm.
With guys before. Like, what if your son, because usually daughters, it's like, oh, she's going through a phase. But a son is like, no, oh, my son's gay. He gets, like,
mm-hmm.
that's, for men, a lot of times, it's more like a slap of their manhood or something.
Yeah,
that they made a gay son, that I put in quotes here.
Right.
So I've had that discussion with other people, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, what if your son's gay? And it's like this, you know, it's an issue. They can't even, like, wrap their head around, like, that
right.
they would, you know, so again,
a gay son?
Yeah. So again, like, I should have spoken up about things that I'm like, these are issues for me that I've dealt with in the past, or this is something that I'm worried about, because I've dated guys that have kids, talked to a guy that had three kids by three women, and it was like, that's a lot for me. That is a lot for me. And then one of your kids doesn't even live in the same state, and then you're talking about moving to another state without the two kids you have here, like, that's a problem
that's
for
a
me.
Lot. There's
that's
a
problem
on.
For me. And so I had to, like, it was, again, all the things that I'm, like, thinking about and processing, weighing the pros and cons, because I'm talking to her about, like, I was like, hey, he just asked me to move in with him yesterday. And she's like, you're not. And I'm like, well, I don't know. She's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, well, I'm going to weigh the pros and cons. There are no pros. And I'm like, but I'm still going to think about them. Like, I'm still going to weigh my options, you know, so to speak. But it was like, okay, I have to really think about these things. And again, I still was like, I realized that what I should have done, but I still didn't let him know all of those things up front, because again,
well,
I felt bad. I was like, I don't want to make it about your kids. Like, and it's not that it's about your kids. It's about the drama with their moms that I don't want to be a part of. That now I'm the new woman.
Can I be completely honest with
uh-huh.
you? Like, what I think the antithesis of all of this is, it really It's something that you said. I'm not even sure that you're aware you said it, but it's how you said it, and it stuck out to me. He could have said anything. He could have said that he only believes in blue people, and you would have been like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? But it's not about, like, what he doesn't like or what he does like or what he does that you don't care for. It's more so that you said that you don't want to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And the way you have framed speaking up on something that you don't like as a negative thing is, I think, the whole thing for this, is that you feel like stating what bothers you is like a bad thing, because in a way you look at it as like, oh, I'm gonna change you and I don't want you to change the way you are. It's not that. It's you stating, I like steak, I don't like chicken. You're mm-hmm. It's just telling you like what you like and what you don't like and stating your preference. So I think the fear of being the quote unquote bad guy or making a person feel some type of way or trying to change them has kept you from being honest with people. And it's not that you're trying to be dishonest, is that it's just the way you were operating. Like, damn, I don't want them to feel bad because they smoke cigarettes. Like, they don't have to feel bad about it, and people can have their judgments about whether they smoke cigarettes or not. Like, it's their life, it don't matter to you. But for your partner, you would rather not have that person for whatever reasons that you have. And telling your partner that is not a bad thing. Yeah. Or telling the person who's going to be a potential partner is not a bad thing. And will it hurt their feelings? Possibly. Will it make them feel some type of way? Possibly. But that's important, especially if they're going to be your partner. Mm-hmm. Because there's shit that's going to happen if you do move in with somebody, you do start dating. This motherfucker might create some habit that he has, and it could be very minimal, but he does it and you don't like it. You're going to have to be the person to be like, hey, yo, man, what the fuck you on? Because you on some bullshit right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make you a bad guy. That makes you being a supportive partner. So I think that is kind of what stood out to me. I was like, wait, nah, you're not a bad person for telling them you don't like somebody does this.
You're not a bad person.
Well, I feel like it's more of like, not that I'm a bad person, but like I don't want it to seem like I was hiding something from you the whole time. And I could have spoke up about it. And again, something could have been resolved for it, and we could have moved forward from there. Like,
maybe, but why didn't you?
Like, my whole thing is, like,
You framed it as, like, if I say this about you, it's going to hurt your feelings. And make
I guess I, with that guy specifically, I didn't realize, like, him asking me to move in, he was, like, looked, and he's like, you didn't expect that, did you? I was like, no, I didn't. Not that I didn't think we were, like, being serious or trying to head to something serious, but I didn't think that that was like how we were moving. So it was like, okay, we're just hanging out, having fun, like, you know. And he's so slow to like open up that it was like, okay, like, we don't, like, yeah, we hang out, we have fun, we have good conversation, but like I just didn't realize that it was moving the way it was.
But so, what it sounds like to me is that you guys had communication issues, because the fact that he was on a different page with you to the point where he's like, yo, let's move in together, and you're like, yo, we're just having fun, and then
see, that's the,
you're just
see,
like,
see.
No, I'm and, done with you, and you didn't share why.
And
there's communication issues.
This whole I'm having fun thing, I'm over with females. Girls can't use that issue anymore. Now, I feel like it's an excuse at this point, because I hear it from a lot of females, oh, I just want to have fun. If you're trying to heal yourself or go through something, don't tell nobody that shit. Because now you're not healing through whatever process that you should be going through.
I mean, look, you can have fun and not have any kind of emotional attachments. That's fine. Like,
but
and that's fine. But the thing is, it's like when you, Katrina, when you were like, yo, I'm trying to have,
make it clear.
Exactly.
That's the first thing that come out your mouth. Make that shit clear.
To me, it's not about whether you're having fun or not. Or it is what it is. That's stuff we've had on a different episode. But
yeah,
what my thing is the communication. That's what I said.
Because if you tell somebody off the jump, I just want to have fun, then that person's going to know, okay, this is not going to be serious automatically.
And look, even if it changes, because we all know shit changes.
Yeah,
it
shit might, changes.
It like, starts as nothing and it turns into
something,
serious, or it might
something
be serious.
Serious. Yeah.
But that communication needs to be there.
It's important.
That's why I said, Tina, this was about communication. This was about you not being, you feeling some type of way about telling him about his actions. And it's not like you thought he was a bad person. I mean, the gay thing, a little debatable. But, and the kids thing, all right, it is what, I'm not going to shame black men and how they are being fathers. So it is what it is. But it wasn't you telling him like he's a bad, terrible person. It's just like, this is something that makes me feel uncomfortable. It hurts my feelings. I don't like. I don't think I can fuck with if we build a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Thing is, he wasn't realizing, hey, no, this is serious. And since you didn't think it was serious, you didn't bring it up. And so it became a miscommunication. And when he's like, yo, let's move in together. And you're like, yeah, no, I'm done with you. Bye, peace out. And he's just sitting there like, hey, yo, what the fuck happened? It's because there was no communication.
And like, and yes, there was, there's definitely things that I should have communicated. And that's, you know, what I concluded. But because I've never talked to anybody who was so guarded, so I didn't realize. And I would tell her, like, I feel like he's like I was like, I feel like he's like letting me in, like a little bit. Like, I was like, you, because you're like, nah, he seems, I was like, no, like he's so, like,
he's so, he
felt, and I was like, he's been like
distant. Like, some things will be very distant and some things he will be like cool with, but some things he was really, really distant.
And so, and
it was like,
and I didn't know, I'd never, so for me it was like, I didn't realize he was to that point of wanting to ask me to move in, because it was the way again, everything was so guarded with him that I didn't realize that he had let me in already.
And you know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Why I said well, female or male, regardless, you should state your intentions in the beginning, is because for somebody to be led on, or to think like, okay, this person really likes me, because I know why he asked you that, to move in with him. I know that, because he was already thinking, even though he didn't say it, he was like, okay, this is moving in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you didn't say how you were really feeling, that's when things kind of got a little bit messy. And then it gets like, communication is key. Like, I done heard a lot from girls meeting them, dating them, and then when it came time to actually being in a relationship, oh, I was just having fun. But to not take accountability for that, that's a fucked up situation. Because now you done had this person invest time, probably money, energy that they can't get back.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So
I think it's interesting too that you mentioned that you weren't aware that he was letting you in because he was so guarded, and just saying whatever he was telling you was a lot. Isn't that interesting, being on the flip side?
Exactly.
Because I know, Trina, how you operate. Like, it takes you a while to really just open up to people,
mm-hmm.
and warm up and really let them know. So, like, you being on the other side, how did that make you feel?
Well, again, like, it's... And when I say I thought we were having fun, it's not that I didn't... Like, we talked about what our, like, what we wanted.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
wanted,
I would like a relationship, but I'm taking the time to get there. So right now we're getting to know each other. We're taking our time. So to ask me to move in with him after 2 months, for me,
it
was like, well, oh, I thought we were like still like filling each other out. Like,
trying to see if we like each other.
Yeah. And so for him, it was like, well, and I like you, so let's move in.
Am
and it's like, no, like, now we can officially date. Like, now we can be boyfriend and girlfriend. We can be partners. Because
mm-hmm.
up till then, we weren't.
Right.
We're hanging out. We're getting to know each other.
That's
we're
right.
having fun as we see where this is going to go.
I have a question for both of you guys. Do you guys think that... Because you're in a relationship, Marcel. So
mm-hmm.
do you think, like... Because 2 months, that's fast. And the older I get, the more I be like, man, I kind of want to just get to know the person. I just want to get to know the person. Like we talked about in different episodes, like, I'm more of the I want to get to know your mind and your mindset and where you're at before I really commit to you. And that's the thing that now that I see 2 months, that's fast. That's moving fast as shit. And like with me, it's like, damn, at this point, I just want to get to know somebody for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. 6 months gives you enough time to figure out if this person is a match for you. 6 months to a year, you feel me?
So what's your question? Like, is 2 months like, too fast?
Is 2 months too fast? Do you think you can meet somebody that you really can click with and be in a relationship with in 2 months?
I mean, there's plenty of people who have gotten married within 6 months and they lived happily ever after. So it's possible. I haven't experienced that. I haven't experienced that, but I do know of people who got married at, you know, 17, 18 years old, and they're together 50 years. Like,
I think it really depends on the person, because in the way that you were saying, like, as you've gotten older, you realize that you want to take more time. But on the flip side, I can look at it as, like, as I've gotten older, I know more so of what I want.
Yeah.
So if I find someone who checks all the lists, because they're those, and I'm an emotional person, you know, and Trina, like, you know, too, like, we are very intense, and we have intense relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, if this person is already checking all the things that I want, and I'm in my 30s, and I'm not seeing any reason to not move forward, then I'm going to move forward. So I could see it both ways, and I really think it really depends on the person, because, I mean, you can know a person for 10 years, and next thing you know, they're a monster. Yeah, for real. So I think it really depends 2 months. I mean, you know, if you would have asked me that years ago, I probably would have been like, no, you can't do that. But I mean, I think it just all depends on the person. Like, as I've gotten older, I've known more of what I tolerate, what I like, what I don't like, what I'm not going to allow in a relationship, and what I'm looking for in a partner, you know, because I know what I want. So, I mean,
like, I look at things now, like accountability.
But for in that situation, 2 months may have been too early for y'all, because you were saying that you were still trying to see if, like, no, now we can date. That's just him.
Yeah,
it could have been somebody else. You would have been like, yo, no, 2 months it makes sense. So I don't think it was about,
because again, there were those things that I didn't tell him about. So he didn't check all my boxes.
No.
So I had to figure out, okay, are you going to check them? Or does this box, is it really like, it's a question. I could take it or leave it. If somebody checked all my boxes and we're hanging out, and it's like every time I meet somebody, Marcel, you're always like, all right, so what are the flags? What are the red flags? Tell me them. There's something. And either I'm like, well, I don't know about this. Or I'm like, so far there's nothing. We'll see. But I agree. Like, if you, like, as I've gotten older, yeah, I'm saying I'm taking my time, but it is the fact that I'm like, no, I've dealt with these things and I don't like those things. But it's really on me to, when I meet that person in those few weeks, to be like, these are the things that I'm not okay with. These are things I'm cool with.
I think what bothers me.
Yeah, and I think when you tell me those things, my whole thing is like, I never want to be the pessimistic person. But because I know how you are, I'm like, yo, I got to be the brakes that you got to pump, because you are like all in and you're going downhill. And that's fine. And I know it very well. I need somebody to be like, yo, hold up. Think about this, because I cannot have you moving to Europe on Friday.
which is so crazy that like, I can either move like it's full steam ahead, or I'm like, no, you get the X's, like, I'm not letting you in. Right. So even like trying to figure out this like happy medium between my personality and, you know, again, in regards to like not letting anybody in, and then they don't find out things for months about me because I'm like, well, I wasn't sure about you, so I didn't want to let you in. Like the last boyfriend I had, there was a big thing about me that I waited like literally until the very end to tell him about, because I had experience telling somebody about it and early on and they reacting badly to it. So even that, like filling out like the situation and the person and in regards to when I tell them something about me.
It's predicated on the person, because there's some things you can sit around and be like, you can talk about your favorite anime, your favorite, like your like music that you connect with, like a movie you loved as a kid, and you'd be like, oh my God, I really like this person. And on the flip side, they're homophobic, abusive, and an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's then another person who you may not even talk about in this,
which was something that came up,
or things like that. Yeah, and you connect on some other shit, like whatever, like, oh, these are my dreams, these are my goals, these are my values. So it really depends on the person. So like you said, finding that happy medium is just really finding that middle ground of the right person and what really is important to you.
Yeah.
Because I used to used to be like, oh my God, you watch The Office? I watch The Office too. I'm in love with you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That shit is not going to maintain a relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have to really look at, like, oh no, you really care about other people's feelings, or you really want to change the world in a positive way.
Yeah.
That's more important to you, whether we listen to the same music, you know what I mean? Or we like the same shit. So yeah. I think it's just really prioritizing your values and what you want out of the person in a relationship.
Thank you all again for listening. And look out for the part 2 of Accountability, where I, with the help of my co-host, uncover the reasons behind some of my actions. We would love to know what you think. Is there anything that you've had to learn to take responsibility for? Did you realize it on your own, or did someone have to bring it to your attention? Send us a message on IG. And as always, stay safe.